welcome to my podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner, Profitable Speech, a sound investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Posture Placement. While we all realize that although we may not always be correct in our perceptions, it makes good sense to pay close attention to what we're seeing. That way we can make modifications in our presentation. Please consider if this applies to you or someone whom you know, personally or professionally. You're about to hear the tools you need to succeed. It's your choice how you opt to handle this information. However, this topic tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you, someone who works for you, or someone you know? If it does, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once and then share it with a person or other people who'll also benefit. Our bodies tend to suffer from what I call postural imbalance. In case you're unfamiliar with ergonomics, it's defined as an applied science concerned with designing and arranging items people use so that people and the items they use interact safely and efficiently. You may be more familiar with other terms that essentially have the same meaning. They include biotechnology and human engineering. Recently, I had a client in Colorado whom I assisted with the presentation. Afterwards, the client sent me an MP4 so I could see and hear the presentation for myself. Great idea, and something you may wish to strongly consider so that you get professional feedback. As part of my commentary, I shared both complimentary and constructive feedback. That included the subject of the client's posture. Here are 10 posture placements for you to consider. Number one, the whole goal in ergonomics is to let your bones carry your weight. If you do this, you avoid potential muscle spasm, pain, and inflammation. Sounds pretty good so far. Number two, avoid extraneous movement. Movement that isn't essential or purposeful is usually distracting. The more we move, we may feel maintaining effective posture is challenging. I suggested my client try longer periods of stillness, and guess what? It worked well. Number three, lecterns are not for leaning. Although it may feel more comfortable, if you have a lectern, avoid using it to lean on, as this creates a very casual appearance. That's not a good idea, particularly when the audience is reading you. Number four, slouching is never recommended. As I observed my client's profile, it became apparent that the shoulders were rounded. Periodically, check yourself and do your best to keep your shoulders relaxed, down, and back. It takes some work to avoid slouching, but it's well worth the effort. Number five, shifting your weight. As I watched the MP4, my client frequently shifted weight from side to side, moving from left to right. This is extremely noticeable. Now, it does take some practice, but it's best to keep your weight evenly distributed. Number six, head positioning. The human head weighs approximately 10 to 12 pounds. Therefore, if you notice you have a tendency of forward head placement, realize that it negatively affects your posture, all of which becomes forward-oriented. Number seven, lift your sternum or your chest bone. By raising your chest bone upward, you'll have better alignment of your head, torso, and shoulders. Doing this keeps your entire body more erect. Number eight, choose the correct shoe wear. Many of my female clients wear high heels. Now, this is problematic for their public speaking. The reason is that high heels push the chest forward and push the lower back forward, which takes the spine and hips out of alignment. Additionally, high heels place excess pressure on your knees. High heels tend to mimic the way a person walks on a ramp, increasing the pressure on the balls of the feet through a downward force. Number 9, resting your hands. Many speakers have no idea what to do with their hands while speaking. A common mistake that negatively impacts posture is to keep your hands crossed or across your chest. This thrusts your entire body forward, including your vocal folds. When the head juts out, we run the risk of having our voice sound strained. Now, it's best to keep your hands either at your side or at your waist until they're needed. And finally, number 10. Stretching is not only a good idea, but extremely beneficial. If you're planning to speak for an extended period of time, I suggest taking periodic stretch breaks. Now, this may be as simple as a brief walk. If you want to strengthen your body, then think about a brief stretch routine, which includes your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your hips, and lastly, your calves. Now, these tips are for enhanced standing posture. There are also tips to enhance your seated posture, which I encourage you to explore. Using improved posture as a speaker is invaluable to you. You feel and look stronger, healthy, and confident. Now, that's a trifecta. If you'd like to discuss posture placement further, I'm very interested in your comments. We could also schedule an observation. Please feel free to connect with me by phone, electronically, or virtually. I'm ready to be your business communication resource. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.